Rashi brings a public chazal in the Pasha. Moshe is Psalmudna Satvila. Al Tefin El Melchassim. We don't find all the Meisim that we find in the Torah with Moshe with Klal Yisrael back and forth. Psazam Satvila. That they're going to have, there's going to be a Karban Tamid that day, and they're going to have a schus of the Karban Tamid. So I need to get them out of the schus, and it's best by the Eibishter, the Eibishter shouldn't be makabel the chelik in the carbon. What's pshat on this? What did he think of this one up, and why all of a sudden now? So Shlomo Kluge, and his tshuva says a merdik shtickel to explain Rashi. It would be ma'ir that the end of the Rashi maybe doesn't sound like that. It's mamish negev this noisei. Shlomo Kluge says that the pasuk says vayikach kairach. What does it mean? The ispalig that he separated himself. There was a Knesset Yisrael on the Moshe Rabbeinu. There was ein grois klal Yisrael and ispalig. Kairach said, "I'm going to break this up," and he moved away and he created a period, and there was a whole now back and forth going on. So, Dr. Shlomo Kluge, Moshe is davening in reaction to this. What? Vibalti side of a carbon tziba is, which is going to be the nice here, that it's a carbon of the tziba. It's not Ruvain, it's not Shimon, it's not Levi, it's not Shutfin Biachad. There's a musa called Knesset Yisrael. There's an ayah hefta, an ayah bear, if I say Klal Yisrael, the tziba from Klal Yisrael, just like there's a musa of Mam and Aniyim, the Mam from a Shevet. It's not this onis, it's not that onis, it's own beraniyim. And there's mamin kayin. There's something called mamin yisrael. So when a carbon is brought for klal yisrael, if there's a klal yisrael, so you're part of the carbon. So to Moshe Rabbeinu, it's a reaction to what Kairach did, Eibishter. He removed himself from that. He was mevatel that tziba. He said, no, it's palig. And we're being mechalik. And we're creating a period here. And I was like, it's not a new thought. He's just bringing out to the Eibishter. He has no schus in his carbon. He should be totally a disconnect because the cheftza for the carbon is the tziva from Klal Yisrael, and he's being mevatel that tziva. The only problem is if we read the Rashi, Rashi doesn't seem to say that. Rashi says, Moshe Rabbeinu tells David said Eibishter and says, Chelkom their chelik lo yikubel lefanecha l'ratzen. Is fine. But tanichenu eish v'lo yisrichlenu. That means it should be put in the eish, but their chelik in the carbon shouldn't get burnt up. That means Moshe Rabbeinu was dissecting in this carbon. We can't do such a thing. Oh, that chelik doesn't connect yena, and that shouldn't get burnt. That means fakert. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying that the emes, it's a carbon of shutfis, which is we're going to see Rashi throughout the entire Sugyas always goes. It's shutfis. There's nothing different about a carbon tziba. Carbon tziba is a carbon of shutfis. There's all 100 shutfin, 5 shutfin, or klai sol shutfin. And every shutfin has a chelik in the carbon. And there's a certain chelik in the carbon that's connected him, that's connected him, that's connected him. And Moshe was davening today, Bishter, I don't want him to, he shouldn't have the schus of this carbon. For some reason, if he should have the schus of this carbon, it could be a problem. And Memela, that chelik carbon shouldn't get burnt, Pashat. It should not get, it shouldn't be a hukrav takaj baruchu. And on some days again, where Pshalom Kluge was saying it is that it was an automatic zach, because it's the carbon of the tziba, and he broke up the tziba. Very nice. But Rashi seems to be saying that avada, he's a shutuf, like all other shutfin, and Moshe was asking that chelik of the shutuf shouldn't get bottled. Now again, how we know what's connected him, how do you, the shutfas chlesis, that's between Moshe and the Eibishter. But that's l'chair for this Rashi, fakert, we have one of the rais, what we're going to see in Rashi, it's not the way Shlomo Kluge is learning up, that fakert, it's a regular shutfas, and it's a carbon tziba, everyone has a chelik in it, and the mela, each person has a chelik in this carbon, because he's a shutfas in the carbon. Rashi, in Mesechtas Tmura, what? Right.
If so, then it can't be
kind
of
relation like a clever. Right. I'm saying Rashi is not getting involved with that. Rashi don't.
Each piece of meat, that
I know. I answer. I remember. Rashi doesn't say that. It's a nice piece. So it's a nice, beautiful thing that could be true. Rashi says a whole different thing. Rashi says that there are shutuf in this carbon, and that their chelik shutuf shouldn't be in this carbon. That's what Rashi says. Rashi attacks it a different way. So I'm saying,
Right, but it should be possible that it should be a shame.
I don't think there's two things. There's no two choices. There aren't two choices. Either it's a carbon for the tzibur or it's a carbon of shutufs. There's not both. There's one or the other. Okay, so then what happens? Yes. Yes, and now what happens? Now what happens?
So Rashi's saying that each one has a piece of it.
Right.
Because it's not that joint, so each one now just has a piece of it, so this piece should not be
broken. Okay, I'm not sure. We'll talk after this. I'm not sure what he's saying different. I'm saying... Rashi saying like Rav Shlomo Kluger. And let me tell you, Rav Shlomo Kluger says that the carbon of a shutfus means that there's no owner. There's no owner. Shutfus means it's owned by the tzibah. It's like a corporation.
Right.
There's no owner.
Right.
It's everyone's carbon. Right? Right? So
and
that's it.
Would it be possible that having a relationship like
the club? Would not be possible. Right.
Because that
piece of the other one. Right. So Rashi says, but that's what, according to Shlomo Kluger, that's what a carbon is. And Zokhtum Shlomo Kluger, so Kairach took himself out of that. So good, so he doesn't have the carbon. He's not part of the tzibah. Nothing doesn't have to not get burnt. He's just not a part of the carbon. So why is Rashi busy with a part that doesn't have to get burnt?
There's no
carbon tzibah, is either this or that. We don't have a choice. Either carbon tzibah is this corporation for Klal Yisrael, it's a carbon not owned by Ortel, or Shotfis by everyone. So Rashi is telling you it's a shutfus. It didn't change because Kerach did this, now it changed to that. So it doesn't change. So you see from Rashi that there's a shutfus here, and there's a shutfus. You have to, this chel of the shutfus can't have that brava. And Mela Moshe davened for that specific thing. According to the Psalm Kogel, it would be a whole different thing. Kerach just automatically is not a chel of the carbon. Okay. In Masechet Smur, it talks about Shini Bailam, that you bring the carbon for the wrong Bailam. We Rashi touched up the Gemara, it's Mavua, it's not the Pshat, that you need a positive bringing the carbon for the Bailam. If there's 100 Bailam, you don't have to bring the carbon for every one of the Bailams. There's a Psul if you bring it not for the Bailam. That means there's 100 Bailam over here. I don't have to bring for every Bailam. But if I bring for someone that's not the Bailam, that passes the carbon. And by a carbon tzibah, that's not Shaykh. Because everyone's a Bailam. There's no one here that's not going to be a Bailam. And Mamela, you can never not bring it for the Bailam, because whoever you bring it for, you bring it for the Bailam. Again, if the understanding of a carbon tzibah is there is no Bailam, it's just the carbon of a tzibah, there's nobody that owns it. There's a corporation here, there's a mumin klal Yisrael. So it's not the vart that it's always brought for the Bailam, there is no Bailam. Rashi seems to be saying there is a Bailam here. But whenever you bring it to anybody, he's one of the Bailams, and that's enough. As long as it's not for someone that's not the Bailam, the carbon is kasha. Tosfos says the same thing like Rashi, and the Rambam is a like that. And here we have three Ikar Rishonim that are very clear that whenever they handle carbon tzibah, they're handling, there's a Bailus here, there's a Shutfus here, and the carbon is being brought for this group, for these Shutfin, but here the Vart is, as long as it's brought for one of the Bailam, the carbon is kasha. Tosfos in Menachos and Dafayin Chesem at Beis seems to be the first Rishon, at least, that has a different Nusach. With Tosfos is handling where the Halach is on Erev Pesach, it's not here. It's not in the booklet. Tosfos is handling that on Erev Pesach you're not allowed to shecht the carbon Pesach al chametz. You're not allowed to have chametz when you shecht the carbon. Now, that could apply, it's a shailon de gemara, but that could apply by the tamid shel ben arbayim too. Erev Pesach, tamid shel ben arbayim, there's ready in Issach chametz. If you shecht the tamid and it's al chametz, we have the same psul. That's what's going on over there. But the problem is, the shmuz that Tais handling is that by the Tamid, The Gemara says you have a psul. The question is it referring to the Karban Pesach or is it referring to the Tamshul Ben Arbaim? So Tosfos says that by Karban Pesach, it's shaykh to bring a Karban Alacham. It's why? Because if one of the Bailin in this Karban, it's his Chametz, so that's called the Shechitas Al Chametz. Memela, it's going to be a problem to Karban Pesach. By Tamshul Ben Arbaim, let's say someone in Klal Yisrael has chametz, but it's not his. It's not his. It's the carbon of the tziba. Who is he? You can't check the carbon al chametz. Who has the chametz? Because Tais is saying that there is no bailum. It's not the pshat. There's 1,000 bailum biyachad. There's shutfus of all of Klal Yisrael. So every year is a shutf. And the mele, when you check the carbon, and one of Klal Yisrael has chametz, oh, it's like Karban Pesach. One of the shutfin has chametz. By Karban Pesach, you don't need shutfin to have chametz. Let's say you have a chabur of 1,000 people. If one of the people in the chabur have chametz, it's going to pass to the carbon. Because you're shechin the carbon al chametz. Because the carbon is for him, he's one of the shutfin. So if the ged of a carbon tzibu would be that all of Klai Yisrael shutfin biyachad, so if one yid would have chametz, you'd have the same soul. So it's not true. Not true. So Tosfos, that vibalt by a tamid, it's the carbon of the tzibu. It's not, oh, there's no specific yachad. It's not a shutvus of all the yechidim. So therefore, even if one of you didn't have chametz, but that's not the chametz, that krav is not al chametz, because it's not my carbon. It's whose carbon is it? It's a new bialus called Mamin Yisrael, Mamin Klal Yisrael. It's the tzibazach. It's a different entity. It's a different metzias. And Memela, Tais says, it's not shaykh a psul of a shchitas tamshul ben abayim al chametz by the carbon tabin. And here, Tais is the first clear rishon that has a mashmois. And Achrenim Amidayik doesn't tell us that it's not a vote of 1,000 shutfin biyachad, but it's a new bialus called the tziba of Klal Yisrael. So here we have a har. Reb Kveiga in the Tshuvas wants to say that Nashim Apata in Musaf. They're not chayv in Musaf. Shmur brings this down as a day. Shmur has 2 days. Nashim Apata in Musaf. And the reason being is because Nashim are not shaykhlis. They don't have to give shkolim for the carbon tziba. So Ramudiyar is Ma'iran Rebkega, 2 hours. One is the same Rebkega that says Nashim should be Pata. What about someone under 20? They're not shaykhless either. Shkolim will give him from 20 and up. So someone under 20, also you're going to tell me? Is Pata? Ain't kash. What's the gay? I was sugya. Frekta mudiyar. What does the Gemara say? That a carbon, tziba, it's not main yana, it's not shaykh to have shaloi lushem bailim. We had the Gemara before. The Gemara said that there's shini bailim, there's shini carbon, you know, but by a carbon tziba, there's no such thing as bringing the carbon with the shini bailim. So Rashi and Tais explain, because whoever you shechted for, he's one of the bailim. In fact, I'm who they are. What do you mean? Let's say you shechted for Anisha. The carbon's not for her. She's not shaykhlis. That's why Craig says she's part of Tfilas Musaf. And Mamela doesn't understand. Like Reb Kveiga, you should have a simple case. He says, well, then someone under 20, because he's never going to let you pray, someone under 20 also is pata, even though such a tzad is not brought down in Shulchan Aruch, even though they bring up a kregel, halacha. But he's saying, l'chari, you should have a chetimtza, where you have a shini bailim, because you bring the carbon for someone that the carbon is not for him. Now, l'chari, I think b'manav shach, we could understand this Reb Kveiga from this last kasha. Because Tosfos has a kasha. Let's say you bring a carbon for a guy. Why can't you have shini bailim that you bring the carbon for a guy? That's a shini bailim. So Tosfos says, shini bailim is only when you bring a carbon for someone that's mein yonah to the kapara of carbon. But this is not for him. But someone that's b'chlal, that you bring it to the table. A shech to the table. Not shini bailim. A guy, he's not mein yonah to the carbon. So what's Anisha? What is Anisha? Maman of Shach. If you're going to tell me, Vibalt, she's not shaykhless, she has no shaykh to the carbon, so she's like a guy. She's not shaykh to the carbon. Lamaisa, we know Anisha does need kapara. The pashtus understanding is that she's tafel, the nashim are tafel to the tzcharim, and the balta is a carbon of the tziba. Just they don't have to give the shkolim. They don't have to go and give the shkolim. But avad the carbon is mechapa for her. The carbon is gonna these kabbalas are mechapa on tumas migdash. Yashiv avad she needs the same kapar. Memela avad it works for her. So maman of shach. Having in mind the ish is not going to be a problem. If you're going to tell me she's mufka from the carbon, so then she's not the person that she needs because she has no shaykh to this carbon. Elamai, the Teretz says, which we know is true, that she has a kapara. So all Rabbi Craig is trying to say is that who has the mitzvah? They were misakin the tefilas musaf kineged the carbon. So the one that's proactive in getting the carbon hukrav, the one that has to give the shkolim, they were misakin the tefilah for them. Mashenkin for noshim. They're not shoykles, so they just memela get the kapara of the carbon. They don't have to do anything to get the kapara, so they'll get memela the kapara of the musaf when men daven tefilas musaf. Dahinu to svarin who gets the chi of tefila. Avad the carbon is shaykh to the nashim as well as the shaykh to the anashim. But the shoykles is the mitzvah on the nashim, so the mitzvah to go daven was huska connected the ones that have to go create the carbon, they're giving shkolim. But avad the carbon is shaykh to nashim, and therefore if your kavana is for the isha, it's not a shini bailim, because the carbon is working for her and being mechapa for her just like it's being mechapa for all the anashim. A beer in this inyan.
It doesn't answer to less than 20.
Doesn't answer to less than 20, no. You have to say maybe like mechalik, man, you know. If you have the way the Tzofes Paneach is masbid this nutzad. In he says in Gashmias, it's like that. Amol, you have two items, you put them together, and you have two items mixed together. But there are times, I speak to a scientist, you put, this together with this. So you don't have this together with that. A third thing is gevara from them. What happens is, you put two things together, it's not, oh, now this and these are together. Now you have a new thing. Something new was created. So the Ragachava says, who are then? It's true by Ruchnius. And I just want to show him a car to the Ragachava Mamish from Ayintika Pasha coming up this week. You say it's the gevara for the Drusha Saran. And it's mamish this word that Rogachev is trying to say. Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be chayta in this coming parasha with the Mei Meriva. And the Barbanel speaks out, there's 10 different shatim in the Rishonim what Moshe's chet was. The reason being is because it was such a small chet, no one can figure out what it is. So he has to have this pshat, not that it was so bad, he did so many things wrong, it was so minuscule, Mela, we don't know what it was. Mela, one of the pshatim is Moshe Rabbeinu said Shimon HaMayrim. So it's called Klal Yisrael Meirim. What? The Ramban. Because it's called Klal Yisrael Meirim. Dr. Joshua Saran, like this. Sapella. Everyone knows from mathematics, it says that we say the whole equals the sum of its parts. It's one of the basic logical things that even we can understand. It's so simple, right? The whole equals the sum of its parts. You have 17 things there, that's the whole. Like that's true, but not by Klal Yisrael. Had Moshe Rabbeinu walked over to every Yochid in Klal Yisrael and called him a Moirid, he would have been right. Every Yid could be termed a Moirid for what was going on. But when the Klal Yisrael are joined together as one, it's not, oh, we now have 100 Yechidim and they happen to have one, they're Biyachad and they're a Shutfis. It's created a whole new Metzias. It's not the same Metzias. When we're one and we're bound to one, the Yichon Yisrael connected Hari Shechem Levechad, that Metzias of Klal Yisrael creates a new entity called Knesset Yisrael. It's not now 100 Moishis and Yankels together. It's a new Metzias. And to call that Metzias Moira is Chet Gadol, that you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. And that's this Yisrael, that's the Dalad Minim, the Rosh is mixed into the mix, it's the Arba Bonim by the Haggadah, that there's a Musig by Klal Yisrael in Ruchnius that when the Ktairis, they have one bad smelling thing mixed in there, Adrab, because when it's mixed, Biyachad, all of a sudden everything smells beautiful. So that creates a new Mitzias. It's not Reuven, it's not Shimon, it's not Yankel, it's not Elio, it's Klal Yisrael. And Mamelet, that's what a Karb Mitzibim means. And that's what Taisus seems to hold. Lamaisa and Rashi and Taisus and in the Rambam, it seems that they go that it's a regular shutvis in the carbon. The two last things. Rabbi Chanan, rather, is medama by Yerusha, Tfusa Sabayis. He's medama to carbon seed, but this new musig, that when Shutfin Yashin, Zantim Shat, the five brothers are Shutfin together, they're B'makam the father. So there's a new mitzvah called B'makam the father. It's the five brothers become Ein Cheftz of B'makam the father, and it's own Tfusa Sabayis, not Shutfus. It's different, not nafkamin, is because of this Yisrael. It's a Shutfus. It's not a Shutfus. It's a new Bailus, the Bailus of the B'makam of the Av. Now, Rabbi Kivega says that if someone donates a Sefer Torah and he gives it to the shul, Craig Chukhanov says, he owns a Sefer Torah and he gives it to the shul, gives it away. Craig says, it's not a good idea because you lose your mitzvah. You have a mitzvah to write a Sefer Torah, means to have it, to own it. You give it away, you lost your mitzvah. That's the Teres Chaim. Craig quotes the Sefer Teres Chaim. That don't give it away to the shul, because then you lost your mitzvah. Zokter b'kveiga, I've arrived for this Teres Chaim, that Sefer Torah shul shutvis, you're not yotzei the mitzvah. Because in a shul, we're all shutvin in a shul. We're about to all shutvin in the shul, so it's a shutvis. So what's the problem? Zokter b'kveiga, he's arrived from here, the mitzvah kiss with lochem, is of by the Sefer Torah, it has to be yours. If it's not yours in Gansen, you're not yours to the mitzvah. In fact, Moshe, he doesn't sit there in Kvega. What's the twist up? By a shutvis, so every shutvis is a owner. He's a shutvis in a Gansen Sefer Torah. But the bailus of a tzibah, Zokter B'Kvega, that's a new entity. That's a mitzias. It's owned by the tzibah biyachad, but you don't own it, he doesn't own it, Yana doesn't own it. It's this new mitzias of a corporation. It's owned by Klal Yisrael. It's the tzibazach. It's not the every yachad is shutav in it. So when did the Torah Chaim say, not yotzei mitzvah, and give a sefer Torah to the shul? It's not yours. Mashen kein, a shutvis, yeah. So I hear Mashkashi beautiful, but like, why is it so shver? I mean, we have a Rashi, we have a Rambam, we have a Tosfos that say that's not true. They say it goes to beget the shutvis. There's a Tosfos in Tmura, the Tosfos in Menachas, that seems to hold like this sad. But Lamaisa, Rashi, Tosfos, the Rambam all say very clearly that the shutvim and there's a chelik that you own and they work around handling. There's a shutv here, so why can't the Rebbe just be going with Rashi? Tosfos, what? Tosfos and Rambam don't go. That's also true. That's possible. But okay, but it could be the tzibah and the shul. I mean, that could be all of Klal Yisrael. A shul is owned by everybody. That's it. Outsider comes in, he can make a bracha on the talis. Because it's his. Because he's part of the tzibah. So we're not talking about a private-owned shul. So mainly it's everyone's together. So I don't know, why is there much kasha have to be shver, even though the lomdus, the chilk is a beautiful chilk in lomdus, but it doesn't mean that's the emes. We have a Rashi text around that seems to hold it's not the emes. Just the fear is the last thing, which is the you just saying, is lemaisa in Vayikra, there's a Rashi that says you can bring a carbon b'shutvis, and then there's another Rashi from a different word, you can bring a carbon you could be menadev. Took my carbon adava. A yochid could make an adava. What about shutfis? Takrivu mlamitch shnayim besnadim. Karbanchem mlamitchi bob nidvas tziba. So everybody's talking. Well, why do we need two different psukim? So again, if nidvas tziba is a whole new musig, it's the Knesset Yisrael. It's not a shutfis. So that's a very gishmak. But Lamaisa Rashi doesn't seem to hold that way. So what exactly is this? Is this new musig? So the Ramban and the Maral and the Mizrahi all butchers like how to understand the Rashi, and the way the Ramban seems to say it is, he says that it's totally in Rav. There's a new musig called the Karban Tziba when it's Rav Yisrael, and that gets a din Karban Tziba. Then there's a musig of a Karban Yachid, where it could be a yachid by itself or shutvis. So nafkamina is a carbon yachid, there's smicha, carbon tzibah, there's no smicha, and that's the whole handle right over here. What's the heftz of the carbon? You could bring a yachid could be menadiv, a carbon yachid. Could a shutvis be menadiv, a carbon yachid? Yes, that's the first limud. And you can have a shutvis, 100 people, 1,000 people, but then there's a new musig, a carbon tzibah. And that the whole handle right here in the Ramban, the Maral, Mizrahi is what makes it a carbon tzibah. Ramban's lashon is if Rav Yisrael is there, it becomes a tzibah to carbon. The Mizrahi sounds like Kol Yisrael. the Maral sounds like it depends what you're trying to do. You're trying to make a carbon tziba or a carbon yachid. But again, it's not muchrech to say that the gedda of the tziba is that it's this new bear. The vart is this a carbon yachid or is it a carbon tziba with a lot of nafkaminas? Nafkaminas of nesachim, nafkaminas of smicha, and mamela, that's the two psukim. That one, there's a chiddush that a carbon yachid could be brought b'shotvis, benedava. Then there's a chiddush that you can make a carbon tziba benedava, and has a din of a carbon tziba. What's the din of a carbon tziba? Nesachim, it's negeya, it's negeya smicha. But the end of the day is the gedda of a tziba that it's 100 all of klaisol a shutvin, or is it numetzias? That seems open, even as Rashi, and it seems to, we know what Rashi holds. Rashi seems to be saying everyone is a bailam, and that's why you always have to deal with the person, and that's why it's called you're doing it al shem bailam. And there's a taste that seems not like that. The thing to think about is that when you have a shutvis of kol yisol biyachad, it's a pretty shvach shutvis, because what do you own in this animal? There's 3 million of kol yisol. No one owns a shava pruta. No one owns a kazayas. What exactly? Maybe it depends how you're defining shutvis. If everyone's a shutvis, the whole thing, so you can somehow connect the whole thing, even though there's so many shutvis, the whole thing, that my value is empty, is nothingness. So even on the side that it is a shutvis, it's almost not a shutvis, because what do you have in it already? It's just something that maybe could come into cheshbon in the sugya. Okay. If I say,
I don't know if I...